Listening, Unit 7, page 70, C.
You will hear a presentation about a new way to generate electricity. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences.
And now it's Mark's turn to present his report on an innovative way to create electricity. Mark, would you like to begin?
Sure. My report is about a revolutionary new floor tile developed by Lawrence Kemble Cook as part of his degree course in Industrial Design and Technology at Loughborough University. These tiles, designed to be used in places where pedestrians pass through in large numbers, can harness the kinetic energy generated from the footsteps of passers-by. One construction project that has adopted these new tiles is the Westfield Stratford City Mall in East London, Europe's largest urban mall to date. It's estimated that 40 million pedestrians a year will use the outdoor walkway to the mall that sports 20 of Kemble Cook's bright green rubber tiles. This means that their footsteps will generate hundreds of kilowatt hours of electricity, which can be used to supply energy for half of the outdoor lighting at the mall. Not only will a clean energy form be used, but huge savings will be made on the mall's overall energy bill. It is hoped that the tiles, which measure 45 by 60 centimetres, can be installed in other places such as train and bus stations, airports and schools. The hustle and bustle of pedestrians in these locations can be turned to good use by providing electricity for low-power applications such as lighting, signs and digital adverts. One of the first projects to adopt these tiles was the Simon Langton Grammar School for Boys near Canterbury. Since 2010, its 1,100 students have been helping to keep their school corridor lit by walking across the four tiles installed in the school's hallway. The head teacher at the school, Matthew Baxter, is highly satisfied with the tiles. He claims that despite heavy-duty use by the boisterous boys at the school, the tiles remain in excellent condition. An added bonus is that they have encouraged the students to think about sustainable technology. As for how the tiles work, for the moment, Kemble Cook refuses to divulge this information. All we know is that it is a hybrid technology, which he claims to be 200 times more efficient at generating energy than any similar product. While it may be more efficient, one obstacle that he has come up against is the high production cost of these tiles. Although the price of the tiles dropped 70% in 2011, they must become cheaper still to make them a viable and competitive product on the market. Kemble Cook not only hopes to reduce the price in the future, but also to expand the range of uses that the tiles can be put to. At the moment, they can only be used to produce low-power applications, but he's confident that his company will soon be able to take the design a stage further so that they can handle greater power demands, such as powering entire music festivals.